is K-A-Y-T, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
He's been good to me, and praise his name. I thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. I praise your name, oh God. I got reasons to praise him. I can't keep my hands down. I can't keep my mouth closed. I gotta move a new spot.
Always, always, Thank you. We give you praise, God, for just who you are. God, we love you today. And I pray right now, Lord God, that you get the glory. I trust you, God. I trust you with my mind. I trust you with my ears so that I can hear. I trust you, God, with my tongue that I speak what you only tell me to speak. God, I trust you with all of me. And I pray right now, Lord God, that you get the glory out of this word, God. I thank you right now, Lord God, for your people. They're your people, God. And this is your word. Now, God, I pray that it do what it's designed to do, God. said in your word that it won't come back void. God, I thank you for my pastor in his absence. I pray right now where he is, Lord God, that you strengthen him from the crown of his head to the very sole of his feet. Do whatever it is that you need to do with him, God. We just thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your spirit that's resting and ruling in your sanctuary today, God. All over Facebook, God, we thank you, Lord God, for your listeners. We give you praise, God, because you're so wonderful. And you woke us up this morning with purpose in our life. Give us strength, God. Give us what we need, Lord God. And God, we're going to be so careful, God, to give you all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' wonderful name, I do pray. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Because I just heard a song said, our labor is not in vain. If y'all believe that, give God a hand clap of praise again. Because sometime on this walk, this journey, we get weary in well-doing. But God said, if we faint not, hallelujah, Jesus. I won't be before you long. Good morning, good afternoon to everybody, Facebook. I won't be before you long. I'm going to echo off of what's been already said. We know we're in the line of what God wants to say because everybody is touching on the same thing. If you be so kind, turn with me to St. John. Very, very familiar passage. Very familiar passage. St. John chapter number 3, verse number 16. St. John. And I know most of us don't even need our Bible for this one. We quote it so much. And I told you, I won't be before you long. I'm just going to do what God commissioned me to do, and I'm going to get out of the way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And if I have to tag this text, I'm just going to give y'all what God gave me. What's love got to do with it? In 1984, a songwriter, Grammy Award winner, Tina Turner wrote the song, What's Love Got to Do with It? The song is approximately 3 minutes and 51 seconds. The chorus goes something like this. What's love got to do with it? What's love but a secondhand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? In the secular world, we always view love as an emotion, something that we can feel, something that somebody says to us and we're often be able to feel it. In this, Tina Turner, the songwriters had a difference in a chemical love. If you go back and read the lyrics, I ain't saying go sing it, but I'm sure we all done sung it. But if you go back and look at the lyrics to the song is, she's saying it's a difference in the chemical love of infatuation and the deeper feeling of love that involves a commitment and investment. Who wants their heart to be broken? Nobody. Nobody. So she's saying, what's love got to do with this? Which brings me to St. John, third chapter, starting at verse number 16. In the book of John, John was writing to his fellow Christians. to prove constantly that Jesus is the Son of God and that all who believed in him will have eternal life. That's what he put out there. So in St. John chapter 3, it said, for God. I looked about, you know, so many of us, we think we name God. We give God so many different names. We call him Elohim, our creator, which means mighty and strong. We call him El Shaddai, means God Almighty. We call him Yahweh or Jehovah, which means Lord. We even say our Father. Whatever it is that you want to call the Lord, whatever it is that you want to say to the Lord, he's my Father, your Father, it's our Father. This is who he is. And when we come in for him, he said, God so loved the world, he loved us enough that he gave his only begotten Son. I thought about the word gave. I love looking up words, y'all. I'm just being honest. Because sometimes I don't know the meaning of them. But, you know, when you look up the word gave, you know, it's an interaction. So you did something for me. I gave you something. I put something in your hand. I didn't necessarily need nothing back, but I gave it to you. It's an interchangeable kind of thing. I gave something to you. So God gave something to us, the world. Not my world, not y'all world, but God's world. See, we get this thing mixed up because we think this world belongs to us. We think that this world belongs to us, so we do what we think we need to do because this world is ours. But the text said, God so loved the world that he gave. I didn't give y'all this world. I didn't. I didn't make it. I didn't put the stars up there. I didn't put the moon. I didn't turn it light, dark. I didn't do any of it. And nobody else did it either. That's what we're missing. Nobody else done it but God. Our Father, your Father, my daddy. See, because sometimes I call him daddy. You know, sometimes we take that word out of context because we be wanting to think it's our personal man or whatever. But I call my God my daddy because he meets every one of my needs. And he's so kind, he meets my wants. So it's your personal relationship with your Father. You think about the meaning of the word love in Scripture. It's a purposeful commitment to sacrificial actions one to another. So God showed me that he loved me just enough. He loved you just enough. He loved all of us just enough that he decided that he was going to give something sacrificial. How many of us can say we do that? We don't do that. But he did. He gave something sacrificial. See, a lot of times we give things because we got a motive of getting something back. But he didn't have a motive. He decided that I'm going to give you something because I love you just that much. And if you ever look up the word love, baby, it is not a feeling. It is some actions going on behind that thing. Stop using love as a feeling because love is an action. You are definitely doing something when you're loving. That means you're sacrificial loving somebody enough to put yourself aside and do something for the other person. I want the other person more happier than I want myself. Oh, my God, that was good to me. Loving God is equivalent with obeying his words. The two are inseparable. A lot of times we want to say, I love the Lord. I love you, God. I love you, God. I love you, God. But we're not obeying. We're not obeying his word. We're not obeying what he tells us to do. We're not loving our brothers and sisters. We're not being kind to one another. That's called obeying. That's called loving God. God is love. So if you got love, we heard that this morning in Sunday school. If you got love, she gave you the characteristics of love. So if you're not loving like the characteristic says, then you're not loving God. Not my word, but God's word. Which brings me to my first point. If you're going to be found loving God like God loved us, because it says, Tyler, is what's love got to do with it? I want y'all to say, you know, I want to say everything, you know, but that's not proper English. So I want y'all to say everything. What's love got to do with it?
Everything.
Everything. If you're not doing it in love, you're out of order. I don't care if you're picking up the trash can. If you ain't doing it with love, you out of order. You ain't doing it right. Which brings me to my first point. I told you I'm not going to be before you long. What's love got to do with it? First of all, it's essential. It's essential. It's an absolutely necessary. It's extremely important that we do it this way. You think about we've been in a pandemic for 8 months. And it, you know, we seen all these billboards and it says essential workers. That means that worker was necessary. I need you there. You are important. I need you on the front line. It didn't matter that they had to go home to their families, but they had to sacrifice themselves, their families, their loved ones, and be on the front line. Sacrificial, essential. It was absolutely necessary for those doctors, for those nurses to be in them hospitals to take care of those patients, even when they didn't want to. Even when they didn't want to do it, it was essential that they done it. Sacrificial. They was essential. And I want to even say this, that essential mean, you know, they decided to put a price tag on essential workers. I don't know how they done that, but they did. If anybody know, they did a little price tag on essential workers. They gave you a little stipend check because they said you are essential workers. You go online, you fill it out, and they send you a dollar amount. It wasn't enough because you can't pay for my life. It wasn't enough because you cannot pay for my life. But they put a dollar amount that they thought was worth what you had to do, what you had to endure. We think about the Lord. He gave his son. He gave his life. So he is essential for the time right now. If you're not loving God, if you're not loving people, you're out of order. It does not matter your color, your gender, your race, your creed. It does not matter. God died for this world. Not the earthly world. Us individually. He died for us. Essential. Our first one is essential. You're absolutely necessary. Extremely important. You're essential. When you think about the word essential, you think about, I know we deal with a lot of different emotions, and the first one comes to mind is agape love, and that's a love that God showed for us in this passage. Agape love is a love, it's a sacrificing love, and behind every action that we do, we put somebody else first. That's agape love, in a nutshell. And we can go and find a lot of stuff pertaining to it and a lot of examples, but agape love is really you putting somebody else ahead of yourself. This is why we got to imitate God. He put himself out the way. How many of y'all would just put your hand up and say, I'm going to sacrifice my son, my child, my only child, for a world that I know that's not going to even love me. Not going to even love me. I already know what you're going to do. I already know what you're going to say. I already know you're going to be contrary. I already know you're going to sin. I already know what you're going to do, but I still done it. How many of us would do that? We won't. We won't. Which brings me to my second point. Effective. First one was essential. The second one is effective. If you're going to be effective in this walk called life, this Christian walk, you have to be effective. You have to take, as we would say, 1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter number 13. You got to take the characteristics of love and apply it to your life. And when you apply that to your life, you will be effective in your walk for Christ. Because love draws. It draws. It draws you into unity. It's something that you cannot buy. It'll draw you so close that one can't sneeze without the other. 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, it's the Beatitudes, or what you got to do, some love and some kind, and what love won't do, it don't boast. It covers us. It tells you everything that you need to have in this walk called life. And us as Christians need to adopt the characteristics of the love that God is showing in St. John, 3rd chapter, verse number 16. We need this love to continue on this race. Effective means successful in producing and desired or intended results. I just told y'all, if you don't have love, you can't do it. It don't matter what gifts you have. It don't matter what talents you have. It don't matter what motives you have. It don't matter if I can speak in tongues. It don't matter if I can prophesy. It matters nothing if you don't have love. See, we mess up with these motives. We mess up in why we do certain things. Your first and foremost is that you need to love the Lord and love your brother and sister in Christ. You got to have the love on the inside of you. You can't just talk it, because I'm telling you, actions is about doing something, and it's going to show outward whether you love or not. If you can't forgive your brother and sister, you ain't loving. You're not loving. Action shows how you feel about somebody, what you think about somebody, how you handle certain things. It's all in the book of love. God so loved me. I'm going to say me. Maybe he teaching me. Maybe he handling me. I'll take it. God so loved me that he gave his son. That he gave his son for my sins. And it said, whosoever believeth. See, you got to believe this thing. You can't have faith without works. You got to believe this thing called life to walk with God. You got to believe it. If you don't believe it, you're just going through the motions. You're going through the motions. So the first one, it has to be essential. You got to have it. The second one, it has to be effective in your life. You need to walk it, not just talk it. We need to learn to love God for real. And lastly, I told you, I'm telling you. I said, God, I'm not going to be up there mumbling and all that. I'm just going to give what God give me, and I'm going to sit myself down. Because love, I'm telling you, it don't take a lot. It's self-explanatory, actually. We have in our life, we have told someone that we love them. I don't care if it's a child, if it's a parent, if it's a bae, a boo, it's somebody you have told that you love. If you didn't have no actions behind that love, you wasn't loving them. Number three is eternal. Eternal. Everything, and I mean everything, is going to cease. Tongues, gifts, it's going to cease. It's going to cease. But love is eternal. It has no beginning and it has no end. God is love. It has no beginning and it has no end. It exists forever. Everything is going to be done away with. But love. We have decided in our walk that the actions that we take is not, we don't have to answer for them. We have decided that I really don't want to say it in Katrina version. That's why I'm pausing. I have decided that this mouthpiece is going to be used for the Lord. And if I can't encourage you and uplift you, I don't want to say anything. I'd rather, as they say, he can just shut, close it up. Because I want to be able to be encouraging. And I want to be able to be uplifting. Because God came to not condemn us, but to save us. So if we want to be found doing what he say do, or being like-minded, or being like him, we got to start mimicking what he does. So, long time ago, I think we had the unction of love. I would say the old church seemed to knew that we needed to love one another. It didn't matter if they had 5 cents or a dollar. They would put them 5 cents and that dollar together and make it $1.05. It did not matter if she brought the peas and you brought the cornbread and somebody bought a drink. You might didn't have no meat, but you had a meal. And they put that stuff together to feed everybody. That's what love is. That's what we got to get back to. We got to get back to loving the way God say love. We gotta put all this stuff down. We gotta undress and put on this. I hate to say go back because we don't want to go back. We want to be better. But we need to kind of mimic some stuff that we did know that got us to where we are today. See, we've gotten so complacent in our walk with God that we have decided that we don't have to do certain things. We don't have to love one another. We can just hurt one another and keep going and think it's okay. We got to get back to where we first fell in love with God. And when we first fell in love with God, he changed us on the inside and we did it better. That's why that 105 could be multiplied. And we could all take part in it. And that peas and that cornbread and that drink without no chicken was a fulfilling meal because it was done out of love. And the people that received it knew that it came from love. That's where we got to get back to. That's where we got to come back to. We got to lay all this other stuff down that we don't need. See, because we come, we dress up. We put on all these clothes. We cover these flaws. But God said it's time to take that stuff off and put on the stuff that I designed for you. And what he designed for us is so much better than what we can all fathom. So I think about back in the day where they didn't have so much as all these drums and these keyboards. But when I tell you that stomping and that clapping, you'd have thought you had a whole congregation, and it might be like 2, 3, 4 people in there. But because they decided that that's what they was going to do for the Lord, we've gotten so complacent in our walk with God. We've gotten so many different motives that we're missing God. We're missing God. God so loved this world, and I'm going to put this world, us, all of us, that he decided that he would give his son to die for your sin, my sin, all of our sins, and we're yet divided. We're divided everywhere. Everything is division. It does not matter what we do, it's divided. We cannot come together for nothing. It's going to be just like this aisle. One group on this side, one group on this side. And we got an aisle in the middle. Instead of coming together, bringing your idea, bringing my idea, and work this thing together and let God bless it. Y'all know we in this, we're not going to talk about voting. Y'all know we don't talk about that. But y'all know we're in this time of voting. And the country right now is divided. But God said in his word that he died for all of us. All of us. So why are we divided? If one God, it matters not what you call him. It matters not what you say. One God died. Send his son to die for a world. One God. Not millions of people. One God. One God. Send his son. One son. One son. Died for all of us. And he already knew what we were going to do, how we was going to be, how ugly. He still went on that cross for us. Sacrificial love. I don't know about y'all, but that's the kind of love that I want. I want that kind of love on the inside of me that it can be shown abroad. I want them to say when they see me, here come love. I want them to say when they see me, here come love. I want them to say when they see me, she just smiling, here come love. I want them to be able to say God's love is resting on the inside of me. Because God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son that we, you, me, and I cannot, will not perish, will not suffer, y'all. He said he didn't want us to suffer, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. He don't want us to suffer. He don't want us to be in turmoil. He wants us to have a lavish kind of life. A life full of joy, peace, and happiness. That's the kind of life he wants us to have. That's what he wants for his people. He said, so for whosoever believeth, whosoever, he said, who? It ain't just for me. It's for everybody. He has no perspective of person. It's for all of us. We all can bask in this love. We all can take part in this love. It's available to everybody. Because when he stretched out his hand on that cross, it wasn't just for me. It was for all of us. That one day we will be united. United in love. United in this world. United amongst every believer. United. And we got to be united in the house of God. We've got to show love and spread it abroad. Essential, effective, and eternal. God so loved this world that he died for you and I. And if you know without a shadow of a doubt, you're not loving, you're not kind, you're not forgiving, you got an attitude, you being contrite, contrary, it's now time that you decide right now, today. Today. God said today. Today is your time to get it right. Today is your time to get it right. He didn't say tomorrow. He woke you up with breath in your body. That means we still got purpose in our life. He brought you into the house of faith again today. Facebook, it don't matter where you are. If you know, and you know, it's personal, y'all. It's personal that God died for you and me. Because, see, I believe it. I believe he died for me. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe he went to that cross just for me. I believe he had old Katrina in mind. I believe that he had Katrina in mind when he went to that cross. I believe he did. And he died just for me. And he died just for you. And because he died just for you, we have a right. We have an obligation. We have a right and we have an obligation, y'all, to love, because that's what he asked us to do. Because he did something for us. So we have a right and an obligation, because he did it for us. Why we can't do it for one another. So if you know without a shadow of a doubt that you need to love more and you need to imitate what God did for us, just right now where you at, start asking God to forgive you and bring you right back in the right standing. Right now. Right now. It don't take but a few minutes. Ask him to help you in that area. Because we need him, y'all, daily. This is a daily walk. We need to walk in love daily. It's a characteristic. It's something we need to have daily. We need to just be crowned with love. And I'm telling you, if you do that, a lot of other things wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter, y'all. It wouldn't matter, because I told you, it'll unify us. It'll unify us. It'll unify us. That one couldn't hurt without the other one feeling it. One couldn't hurt without the other one feeling it. Because we'll be just that close-knitted. We'll be just that close-knitted. And God, I'm telling y'all, will get the glory. See, that's the thing. He'll get the glory. He'll get the glory. The motive is he'll get the glory. See, when we change our motive to he'll get the glory, we'll change how we do things. He'll get the glory, y'all. And if you know you want God to get the glory out of your life, it's time. It's time. It was time. But God is a second chance, third chance, fourth chance, fifth chance. He is a God of another chance kind of God. He is. He'll keep on. He'll keep on. He'll keep on. He'll keep on. Despite what we do, what we say, he gonna keep on. He keep on loving me. He keep on loving me. He keep on loving me. Despite how I act, despite how I feel, despite what I say, despite how I talk, despite what I do, despite where I go, despite how I do it, he keeps on loving me. Despite how I say it, despite what I go through, he keeps on loving me. He keeps on loving me. He keeps on loving me, y'all. He keeps on loving me. And guess what? He's loving y'all too, because you're still here. He's loving us all. We got a right and an obligation to love like God say love. And handle it the way God say handle it. It's no more if this is the way I am. It's no more that's my attitude. I feel this way today. It's no more that. God covers. He'll teach you what to say. He'll teach you how to say it. He'll teach you how to look. He'll change the way you see it. No more of that. No more of deliberately hurting. He'll do it. He'll do it. He'll change you. He ain't got to change somebody else. He'll change you and how you do it. Open up to him. Open up to him. He'll change you. He'll change you. He'll change you. And he'll make you see it differently. He'll make you handle it differently. He'll make you hug when you don't want to hug. He'll make you do it. He'll make you do it, y'all. He'll make you do it. He'll make you say a kind word. He'll make you do kind gestures. He'll do it. He'll do it. All you gotta do is ask.